Hello, Jake.
Good morning, Liam.
That's nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice. Tuneful.
Yeah. Do you know I've got a nice voice, right?
I think everyone knows you've got a nice voice. I think you make sure everyone hears it.
yeah. To the point where actually it's not that nice to listen to. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got something exciting.
Very exciting, mate.
So we've got a listener, Charlie. Well, I think we've got a few listeners. But one in particular, Charlie.
Charlie, mate, this is the biggest shout out we're going to ever give to a listener.
So we've been talking a lot on the podcast in the past about making a leaderboard. So all the guests, their scores out of 15 and where they rank, like, it would be a nice format point if we could ever get around to doing it.
And did producer Connor make one?
Nope.
Did producer Sam make one?
We've got two producers and neither of them
thought to make it.
But luckily, a listener, Charlie, has made it and he's done an incredible job. He's had to go through all the episodes, all 25 episodes or whatever, find the bit where we announce the score.
Yeah.
No, honestly, thank you so much. That is so useful. And we are going to...
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So obviously at the top at the moment, we've got we've got Joseph Charm.
Yeah.
The man who came in and said, have you ever got 15 out of 15? Let's get 15 out of 15. That was incredible.
Honestly, if you've not listened or watched that episode, I would recommend that episode.
So yeah, Joseph Charm up there at top. Imogen Andrews did very well. Rajiv, Karia, Sarah Roberts is up there. They're all up there.
The
interesting bit's very much the bottom.
Will Best, I don't think anyone's going to do worse than Will Best. He got minus 3 out of 25.
That was a day of chaos, wasn't it, with Will? I mean, he tried. Only person to be on minus numbers. Niall Gray, Kieran Sagu, they're sort of like down. Five. Al Nash, I'm surprised. He's 11th place. He was quite low down.
Oh, that is surprising.
This is quite exciting because now we've got this. It's like, right, so we're meeting Bella Hull, very talented comedian.
Yeah.
We can sort of like predict, where do you think she's going to be in this?
So, right, what have we got?
We've got Sophie Shad, Suvi Bakos, BB Cave. I think she's mates with BB Cave. Yeah. It'd be nice if she was sort of in and around that. There. That's like fifth, sixth place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she'll get double figures.
From what I know of Bella Hull's comedy, very articulate, very clever.
Yeah.
Whether that translates to quiz clever, I don't know.
I think it will. I think at least definitely double figures.
I would say the evidence of how people have performed in the past would suggest that not often doesn't translate, but we never know. Let's go meet her. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a phenomenal comedian that's used to performing around the world. Somehow, she's here to do a quiz in Deptford. I'm sorry about that. It's Bella Hull.
Hi, everyone.
Did you hate or like that horrible voice I just did?
Loved it. Yeah. Really, really good. I felt like I was watching an advert for Just Eat or something.
Sure, okay. Yeah. So aiming high.
Yeah.
Nothing too highbrow, basically.
Yeah. A good today, or maybe like a supermarket.
I don't know what happens. Then I just go back to my normal voice. But whenever that first bit happens, it just snaps in. Like,
very
can't help
showbiz.
It. Yeah.
It sounds like you've just swallowed a teaspoon of Manuka honey.
Thank you so much.
And you're in a booth, and you're just absolutely ready to rip it apart.
It says in your intro that you're used to performing around the world. Before we started recording, you just told me that you gig every night of the week.
Yeah, I do, but it's that's not an impressive thing. That's more sad than anything else.
I think that's incredibly impressive. Oh,
really impressive.
I don't think the two have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah. It's sad, and it's also a fact.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm impressed by it, but I also feel deeply sorry for you.
Yeah, of course.
The Titanic sinking was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was deeply sad.
Yeah.
It was a big vehicle, that, and it went under a long way down there.
We need to get out of the habit of immediately likening our guests to a big vehicle or ship.
Have you guys seen the Netflix Titan Submersible documentary on Netflix.
Is it out now or is it coming out?
It's coming out. I know because I was halfway through and then my ex-boyfriend's mum kicked me off Netflix halfway through.
Oh, God.
What was he watching?
That is just the tragedy that keeps on hurting people.
She kicks me off Netflix once a week and every day I log back on and I change where she is on The Crown. As revenge. Spoiler, Diana died. Again, allegedly.
Bella, as someone who is gigging every night and to a high level, do you have time to do a pub quiz? I imagine not.
I don't have time to do many pub quizzes, but when I do a pub quiz, I will say that I drink so much alcohol, it's like people are like, oh, okay, your relationship with the substance is to be discussed.
Sure.
And B, I make a point to get every single question so wrong to the extent that's like, it's not even a good guess.
What, you're trying to get it wrong?
No, I don't try to get it wrong, but I'm just like, maybe it's octopus legs. And they're like, that's so not relevant.
I think in a lot of brainstorming situations, it's nice to have that person who's just like, is it something to do with crabs?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, well, okay, we are trying to sort of out a slogan for a coffee shop here.
And it's like, who invited you?
But one in every sort of 100 questions, you're going to be onto something.
Actually, I will say that the last two pub quizzes I did, I was sat down with my friend, and on two separate occasions, a person came up and was just like, I'm just here for the night. Can I join your team?
Really?
Like a random person just asked to come and join.
Wow.
And I'm like, and then by the end, we were like sort of friends with them, but also yeah. kind of all making contact as a group, eye contact, being like, can we, like...
Such a risk, isn't it?
Because we did like, just want to have a night as friends bitching about all of our boyfriends. Yeah. Well, I don't have one, but like we did just want to like bitch about ourselves and what happened at school.
Yeah.
And now
this
person's
here.
Yeah, from Italy for a week. And they are involved in everything that we're saying. Yeah.
And even if you try to do that gossiping stuff or like catching up, and then
you've got all the context.
Oh, Harry, he was guy I went to school with.
Yeah, yeah I don't.
Does he do now? What? No, it works because he's now the lawyer and he did this thing. Don't worry about it. It's
I'm
fine.
Constantly giving context to a tourist. That's my whole life.
Giving context to a tourist in your life's horrible, isn't it?
And they don't care, and you don't care.
So overall, quiz-wise, then you enjoy them, but you give a lot of wrong answers and B, end up making friends with someone that you regret making friends with.
Exactly.
I hope neither of those things happen today. Yeah.
One of them already has, I think.
Yeah, we're going to this with some trepidation.
Yeah. Do you have an interesting fact for us, Bella?
An interesting fact I have is that octopuses have three hearts.
Yeah, I mean, you can submit that
that's
as your
question.
That's
fact. True, I think.
That's twice octopuses have come up.
Really?
About their legs,
yeah, sorry. I do find them very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a real go-to, isn't it?
They're curious creatures for sure.
Yeah. Met Bella Hell the other day. She's nice. Yeah, no, banged on about octopuses a lot, I would say. I would say quite a lot.
For the average conversation.
Put it up eight times. Oh, makes sense now.
Very good.
That was what the hell is that? Do you know what I mean? When you're looking at it, you're like, it's kind of jelly, it's got loads of legs, but it's not walking.
Yeah.
They can go through like tiny holes as well. Have you seen that?
They can go through tiny holes.
Yeah.
They're just down there raw dogging the ocean with HS. I think that's freaking crazy. And they've got suckers on everything.
And they've got three hearts.
And I don't know where their... I think their brain is in their legs. I literally just made that up. But I feel like it could be something similar.
They feel like they've got their brain.
It could be something similar to something I read once that might have been true.
I don't know which I find more disturbing. Octopi. Or jellyfish shy.
Yeah,
jellyfish are, they are creepy.
Creepy. Yeah. I think it's because they're translucent.
Yeah.
If an animal is slightly clear, I think that they're less transparent. I think they're going to be less trustworthy as animals because you can see right through them.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, I don't like that at all.
You know they have some see-through fish. Have you seen them?
No.
I hate them.
Seen those see-through fish they've got these days?
Exactly. The world's gone mad.
Yeah. Got to do something about them.
If you're a fish, have some pigment. That's what I think.
What sort of reverse aquamarine farage have we got? Aquafarage, at your service.
That's an amazing superhero, Aquafarage. Yeah.
Stop the boats, swim instead. Bella, we like to ask our guest to A, join us to create a pub quiz team, but to maybe come up with a team name themselves.
Name us.
Yeah. Name us. What are we today?
We are Cripplingly Low Self Quiz Team.
Oh, lovely.
That's really good.
That's really nice. That's so original.
Thank you.
I like that yours actually works as a pun. And you're sort of like breadcrumbing us little insights into your personality and your life. You gig every week. It's impressive, but also sad. You have low self-esteem. There's a lot coming through here.
Thank you. Yeah. There's a rich,
it's a real
there's
journey.
An intertextuality.
You're talented but tragic.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So, each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from UK Quizmaster. However, our Quizmaster this week is something a little bit different for us. Mm-hmm. He's a free agent.
Go on.
He's someone who writes quizzes, but he's not tied to a pub at the minute.
We could have our first opportunity to match make.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're a publican listening to this, we've got a Quizmaster who is without venue. This is great.
Yeah, he's a nomad Quizmaster. He's unattached. He's a free agent. If anyone wants to snap him up, it's Johnny. Johnny, who hosted his own quizzes during lockdown.
Wow. Quiz in lockdown, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Original.
Johnny, thanks again for sending it in. And in the format that we've requested. It's really tough because what we like to do is, like, we don't know these people, but we love them to bits.
Mm.
And we want to sort of, like, through the prism of what they've included in their quiz, work out who they are.
We know
nothing about Johnny. All we know is that he doesn't have a pub. We're going to sort that out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We haven't
had the quiz yet. It could be shit.
Yeah,
it could be
what, like, what's this is what I want to know. Has he not got a pub because of, maybe because of low self
esteem quiz team.
Nearly nice.
Or maybe the quiz
is name,
maybe it's just shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
you don't have a pub near him. Yeah. Or maybe he's under 18.
Or maybe he's called Johnny, happened. Not John or Jonathan, which tells me either very young or needs to grow up.
Well, let's
Johnny
find out.
Johnny is a John that loves banter.
Yeah. Johnny is a John who's like the kind of random one in his friendship group.
Yeah.
Let's add a Y. Maybe that will help things.
Yeah. Maybe that'll give me a personality. Yeah.
Johnny sent another meme in the WhatsApp group.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say, let's add a Y. Let's see that will get me some pussy. And I thought that was what you were going to say. And I was like prepared for it. And I was like, okay, look, how am I going to cope with that? And I think I'm going to laugh.
He does think it would give him some.
The earliest we've ever talked about how to get some pussy on the podcast.
Yeah. Adding a Y. If your name is John, and you're not getting pussy, add a Y.
Yeah.
I've never said that word before out loud. I feel deep, visceral, vitriolic shame is building up inside of me. It's about to explode through my eyeballs. Genuinely, I'm being serious.
All right, pussy.
Round one is nature. Question one, what is the largest land predator?
Okay, the largest land predator.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
Johnny. Imagine all the answers were Johnny.
Yeah. Is it? It fits with him being a fun guy.
He's not just a creep. He's actually one of the largest land predators there are.
This is why no pub will have him, because all the answers
are... Land predator is quite a rare term.
I think it is the polar bear.
Right, yeah.
I do believe it's the polar bear.
Yeah.
They're massive.
You know, Brian Blessed once punched a polar bear in the nose.
Wow, just the nose. What noise did it make? Oh, he.
Yeah. Oh. You used to do that. They're like,
And then what happened? Did he die? No. Did he get away with it?
That's very good.
That was really good. Yeah. That's what happens if you punch a polar bear in the nose, but it is the highest risk punch of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. But the sound is worth it.
I do think it's a polar bear. I think I've heard this somewhere before. I'm really sorry if I've got this wrong, but I just think it is. Yeah,
sure.
Question two.
Besides the Echidna? I think we've had this before.
Echidna?
Bella, besides the Echidna.
Read out loud, that does look like enchilada.
It does seem like enchilada, doesn't it?
What other mammal lays eggs? And I thought enchilada was just a food that you order.
Yeah, Echidna. Echidna.
Bella, can you
besides
read?
That.
I think an echidna is... Echidna. I don't know. I don't know what echidna is.
So besides that, what other mammal lays eggs?
Oh, God.
Chicken? No, chicken. That's a bird. Yeah, sorry, that's a bird. Yeah, sorry.
That was almost as bad as when you said pussy twice.
What's an unusual mammal? It's Johnny.
Yeah, it's Johnny again.
Johnny, unusual mammal. Johnny's laid an egg in there. Yeah. Give it five. A mammal that lays eggs. Look, we've never heard of it. It's just such a shame, because when something like this happens, where we can't even just put a guess,
the dream of
getting a 5 out of 5 round, which is something we always try and aspire to, just goes.
Okay, well then I think we need to brainstorm a bit more.
Okay.
What is a mammal? It's warm-blooded.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily have fur. There are some mammals that are like technically mammals, but they're not, and I can't think of any of them.
I thought that one of the characteristics of a mammal was that it carries its young in a womb.
Yeah.
I thought that was more under the whole point.
We don't even know what the first animal that he's given us is.
We just think it's an enchilada, basically. Yeah. Are there these animals that are on, they're on sort of like islands like Australia and the Galapagos, which were not attached to like main continents, and so they developed other like unusual characteristics, like how in Australia is the only place you have kangaroos. I'm thinking platypus.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking platypus is a weird sort of like, is it an amphibian? Is it a mammal? I think it might lay an egg. I think that's like,
furry,
it's that grey area.
With a sort of rubbery tail or limb. A rubbery limb.
Yeah. I think platypus could be a shell.
Yeah, let's go for it.
What about like beaver or otter? Is that?
Oh, that's a bloody good answer as well.
Yeah.
Let's go platypus.
Really good. I like that. I like the whole aqua thing now.
Let's go platypus.
Great.
Question three.
This is like textbook moment where like I've bulldozed through. Mm-hmm. You've had a nice answer and we've not gone with it. I mean, this happens time and time again.
And then he's correct.
I think you're.
But don't do that.
I won't do it. If it does end up being a beaver or
sorry to have like a sort of relationship moment, but he does this thing where like, if he had said something and it was right, when we read the answer, he'd be like, So, of course, we remember that Jake said platypus.
Yeah.
There were a few other answers.
And then you'll store it inside, you won't forget.
Yeah, and it'll become
a tally of resentment.
Low self-esteem.
Yeah.
That really was a bit of a relationship moment.
Yeah.
Just stop shoving off in front of a guest. We'll talk about it when we get home.
So question number three.
What animal did Jessica Simpson call the chicken of the sea?
This is the exact type of thing I should know.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you said it.
I love watching compilations of like noughties celebrities saying thick stuff. That's my passion. I love the video where Demi Lovato is asked what her favourite dish is and she says a bowl.
That's funny.
That was really good for me. I loved that. That helped me a lot.
I think she's talking about in terms of like the most common meat to eat.
Okay, tuna.
Tuna's good. Salmon's good. I don't think Americans have cod.
No, I don't think they have cod.
Do Americans have cod?
Can you remember a film where they're like, yeah, I want a big cod?
I can't remember a film where they've said, I want a big tuna, to be honest with you.
Yeah, tuna is cheaper than salmon.
Yeah, I think...
I would say tuna's the chicken of the sea.
Yeah, I would say...
No, tuna's the beef of the sea, really.
Yeah.
You can get a tuna steak.
Yes, that's true, right.
Would Jessica Simpson think like that?
Are we sure she's meaning it as food? I really think it might be like, that is just the animal equivalent. I don't know if it's in meat.
I think that tuna is probably... I would guess that's correct, tuna.
Okay, well, let's go tuna.
Number four, what animal has the largest beak?
Johnny.
Hint, it's not a bird. Johnny's giving us a hint.
What are all these animals that aren't the animals that they should be?
Yeah.
The longest beak is not a bird.
Largest beak.
Is it a platypus again?
Yeah, should we go platypus?
Should we go platypus again?
Yeah,
It is a big beak.
They do have a... I think it's called a cloaca.
Wow, where the hell have you pulled that from? Wow. That's amazing knowledge, yeah.
I think that it might be incorrect.
But it's about to mean it's not a beak.
If we go platypus again...
No, but that might... But it's, probably maybe depends on who you are.
Platypus does have a beak, to be fair. And it's not a...
It's not a...
It's mad to go platypus twice, but yeah.
I mean,
how unusual to go platypus, but maybe it feels like Johnny to be like, platypus again.
I don't think he would have done platypus twice, but I do like the idea of just spreading our bets and hoping that platypus is in there.
Yeah, let's go platypus.
Yeah.
Number five?
From what animal is spermaceti and ambergris?
Spermaceti and ambergris.
Well, that sounds like sort of IVF spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That ambergris sounds like a perfume. I think that's in perfumes for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Spermaceti and ambergris.
So do you know what they... do you know...
Animal?
Linked to...
I think... Is it oysters? Are they animals?
That's a really good idea, because I think...
I think they produce stuff.
Yeah.
So
when you said the perfume thing...
I'm ready to be humiliatingly wrong, but like I think that is maybe a perfume thing.
Can you think of any animals that...
That let off
nice vapours?
Skunk is not a nice vapour, obviously.
A squid.
Eat.
You're letting off vapours left, right and centre.
Squid ink. Never thought about that before. It's gross.
Well, have you not had squid ink pasta?
No, never.
It's...
disgusting?
Delicious.
Really?
It's actually life-changingly delicious. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how delicious it is.
What's it taste of?
Like sort of gloopy gunk that's really good.
Oh, I'd love that. Can I have another portion of that gloopy gunk, please?
Black gloopy gunk as well. So afterwards you're like, this is delicious, and then you smile and your teeth is black.
You've put me off it.
Should we go with oyster?
Yeah, let's go oyster.
I like squid now, but...
I think we might have a 1 out of 5 situation.
This isn't good. This is not good.
I think we're going to have a 1 out of 5.
Let's do the answers. The largest land predator, Jake?
I think it's the polar bear. I've heard it somewhere. I, like you, don't have a huge life. I sort of run pub quizzes every night.
Yeah.
Really good, you're correct.
Really?
Polar bear.
Whoa! Well, that's our one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Feeling good now.
Besides the Echidna, sorry if we're pronouncing that wrong.
Yeah.
Two Echidnas. what other mammal lays eggs?
Platypus.
We said platypus.
We're basically polar bear, platypus throughout.
Yeah.
That's what we want to go with now.
Polar bear at the top and then just
platypus for the rest.
Yeah. It is platypus.
Is it really?
Well done. Great answer. What did Jessica Simpson call chicken of the sea? We said...
tuna.
Correct.
Get in! 3 for 3. That was lovely.
Well done. What is the largest beak?
Well, it's not going to be platypus twice, is it? So we've got our one.
We've got our platypus thing. It is giant / colossal squid.
You're kidding.
Beak.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Producers nodded.
They've got beaks.
Squids really? Have got beaks. Yeah.
What?
Where?
Fucking hell. Producer Connor's opened his fucking beak now. Here we go.
I can't imagine what? That.
They've got beaks. Squid have got beaks.
They look just like octopus.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that has the largest beak, apparently. It's a colossal squid. And then finally, from what animal is spermaceti and ambergris
mm-hmm.
derived? The sperm whale.
Whale. The clue's in the name, isn't
the name.
It?
Why is that whale defined by its sperm more than any other whale?
Yeah, well, how interesting.
Horrible thing to be defined by, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, 3 out of 5 is a very respectable start.
Yeah.
I think that's better than we thought we were going to get.
That's fine.
Okay, round number 2 is disease.
Great.
So he's got, obviously, he likes his biology, Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure this round offered some nice escapism.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like...
In the middle of the lockdown, I mean, I'm just looking forward to just, you know, having a nice
time
tonight and doing a quiz and just forgetting what's going on in the world. Round 2, disease.
Round 3, funerals. Johnny, I don't want to teach you how to suck eggs, whether you're a mammal or not. But I would say, when hosting a quiz, it is going to divide a room when you say, let's answer a round about diseases.
Yeah.
Disease eye.
Someone might sort of burst into tears a bit or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could sort of bring back some fucking hell.
Some memories.
Not me though, because I have a disease where I have dry eye syndrome. I can't cry.
Wow, like Prince Andrew of the eyes.
That, I keep getting called that. I keep getting that. I don't know
Prince
what that
Andrew.
Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really? Is that, you have that?
Yeah.
My tear ducts don't really work. If I'm very upset.
You're not just repressed.
There's a bit of that as well.
Right,
there's a bit
okay.
of that as well. But like, if I do, you know, sometimes things and people upset me.
Uh huh.
And I will maybe cry, but I'll like make the face and noise, nothing.
That's really unsatisfying.
Yeah, a little bit.
It might get a bit wet.
You a big crier?
No, not really.
Really?
You're repressed though, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm always sobbing.
Yeah, really? I got that vibe from you.
The other day I cried with happiness because I was walking to the pub and I saw a man that was like clearly a labourer in a high-vis jacket, had like done a long day of work covered in dirt, and he was holding a massive bouquet of roses.
And that made you cry?
And that made, because like for his girlfriend, and we had this little eye contact where he was like, yeah, I've just worked really hard and I've still got more to give to my girlfriend. But yeah, that on its own made me have a little
what? Because if I cry now, I'm like, it's like a special occasion.
Mm.
Or if I cry, I'm like, oh, I know there's a real severity to this situation.
Yes.
But does it feel like that for you? Or is it just like an everyday occurrence?
No, it's just like, oh God, the world overwhelms me. And
wow.
then I'm shedding a couple of tears and then I'm moving on.
I really like it when people are like in touch with their emotions like that though. And I think one of my favourite types of people are, you know, the like builders who are like that.
Yeah.
And you're a real
oh,
like,
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that sort of person.
Yeah.
A builder who's sort of willing to just be like, just cried at a film last night.
I love that,
just
yeah.
Just went to my kids and shed a tear.
Wow.
Love that.
And they're like really proud. They like go to parents' evening and they come home really happy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's so good. I love that. In touch.
And they're just happy about it. They're just happy to share that.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love
that.
Love
it.
That's my favourite breed of person.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I couldn't agree more, actually. Yeah. I could not agree more.
Round 2 is disease.
Uh-huh.
Question number 1. What animal was the vector of transmission for the bubonic plague?
Excuse me? Vector of transmission for the bubonic plague. Is that the one with people have massive armpits? Glands. The glands went mental.
Yeah, I think it is.
Did they really?
Yeah. Rat?
Was it rats?
Rats were. Rats weren't the cause. Rats were harbouring the bacteria.
They were the vector of transmission.
He didn't need to say the vector of transmission there. Do you not?
Yeah,
he's overcomplicated.
I feel like
he's made it.
I feel like that's one of those things where like. You know when people use a big word, kind of when they could use a small word, and you're like, you're just trying to prove a point.
Octopi,
yeah. Sure. Disease eye.
Can't cry. Question number 2. What disease was called the Polish disease by the Russians, the Turkish disease by the Poles, the Christian disease by the Turks, the French disease by the English, and the Spanish disease by the French?
chlamydia.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It really could be.
Well, basically, what I'm sensing from this is that, like, nobody wants to claim it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be embarrassing.
That's a really good, really good idea. Syphilis? Is it something like that?
Yeah, it could be syphilis. Because it, yeah, because that was, like, that was big in Europe, wasn't it?
That was big.
That was as big as, like, Chapel Road.
I love all the countries just blaming. Polish did that. I think chlamydia is not a bad shout, actually.
It's not a bad shout at all. Syphilis is not
Or syphilis. I think syphilis is like chlamydia, but make it retro.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, go on.
Question number three. The rage virus is a fictional disease first seen in what movie?
Can I have a guess?
Go on.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I was going to guess Hulk.
Oh, matey move. Brilliant.
But then, was it just the Hulk that had the rage virus? Yeah, I guess it was just him. That kind of feels like Spider-Man. They cooked it in the lab. They gave it to him by accident.
Is it a thing? I don't know.
I think it's a great answer.
Should we do it?
I think that's a good guess.
Question number four. What disease name comes from the Italian for bad air?
Ooh.
Asthma.
Ooh, that's a nice shout. What's the one when people with, like, really bad breath? What's that called?
Oh, halitosis.
Halitosis.
Yeah.
Halitosis.
Halitosis was invented by the Listerine company.
Really?
So there was no technical, like, disease name for it.
How
people have bad breath, people have bad breath. People get a quick in their neck. It's just a thing that happens. But they 100%. Coined it as a chronic disease to sell a mouthwash.
So then they can be claiming to be curing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Wow. That's when Cornflakes told everyone that breakfast was the healthiest meal of the day. All of those studies were funded by Cornflakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that mad?
And on Cornflakes. Sorry, there's a we're sort of playing.
It's like jamming, but facts.
Yeah, it's so good.
A fact jam.
Love what you did there.
I'm just going to jump on it.
Do you wonder if I ever? Cheers. I'm just going to solo this one. So Cornflakes, the original use for Cornflakes was an anti-masturbatory tool. So at the time where American society sort of, like, pre-prohibition, there was a lot of very sort of, like, religiously conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that masturbating,
mm-hmm.
wanking,
mm-hmm.
two words
for the plebs.
Yeah, she'll respond to that one. He'll respond to that one.
tugging one out. Masturbation. Pulling the head off it.
Cracking one out.
tugging the sausage.
Stroking the sperm.
Stroking the sperm well. That's good. Did you make that up?
Yeah, just because of the sperm
well. That's good. That's really good.
It sounds like it should be a thing. Yeah.
Beaking off your platypus. So to discuss, because they thought, you know, wanking will make you not just, I don't think about the flying thing, but, like, sinful.
Yeah, right.
Bad juju.
Yeah.
They would install a layer under the mattress of these baked bits of corn, so that if you were having a wank, you'd hear the crunching and the rustling.
Oh, wow.
So
in a rhythmic crunch.
Depends how you do it.
Yeah, sure.
On the spirit, I'm more of a sort of, like, jazz style, sort
right,
of,
yeah,
quite
yeah.
syncopated
uh-huh,
sort of thing.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Ta 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 ta. You like it's never.
Yeah.
But
shock the body. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's.
I'm
so
more
that's,
just crash about. Like having a seizure on the drums. Just,
you're the wank equivalent of dum. That's. Whereas mine's
just sounds like a punchline.
Yeah.
Bella's more of a that sort of tragic line.
What so, if you just can't sleep? You're just rolling around a bit, and then everyone's
you get,
like,
"What? I think you get a smack body."
Right.
Which will probably make you want to have a wank.
That'll
quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That'll show you for rolling around.
Wait, so hang on. It's under your skin is in contact with the crunching.
No.
Under
the
mattress.
Under the sheet.
Yeah. Oh, that's yucky.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
how, like, people can be like, "Oh, I know he's coming up the stairs by the footsteps."
Mm.
In, like, your family. Do you think
yeah.
I know he's wanking because of the crunching.
Dad's back from work.
Yeah. I thought Dad was at work. Also, they could have just stand up. Just lay on the floor or something.
Right,
you
know
what I mean?
There are hacks.
Yeah,
there are hacks
ways around this. You don't have to lie on your cornflake bed. Is that a true
do
fact?
Do you do a lot of wank standing up?
Surely it's better to do Rice Krispies because then it snaps, crackle, and pop.
Hey! That's good. That's good.
So bad air, we think...
What are we going for? Cornflakes?
asthma is an idea. What else? Emphysema doesn't sound Italian, but it's like a respiratory thing.
Something gastro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've gone because of the halitosis.
Yeah.
Heartburn.
What do we think, guys? Instinctively.
I think it's asthma.
Liam, instinctively?
Halitosis.
Oh, man. I wish I hadn't got the...
Democratically, just pick.
I do think it might be asthma.
Okay.
Just because I think with that halitosis thing, I think it was invented by an American company. Question number 5. What Hogwarts faculty member suffers from a fictional contagious disease?
You are a big Harry Potter fan, this should be.
You should know it.
You can see him actually a bit annoyed that you don't know it straight away.
Mm. Yeah, who's got a contagious disease?
You should know it.
Is it Mad-Eye Moody? That's what, and he's taking like
Oh yeah, because he always sips his potion, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, because he's unwell, but he's actually taking Polyjuice Potion to pretend to be Barty Crouch Jr.
What about, who's the one who turns into the dog, wolf?
Yeah, Lupin. Oh, Lupin is the werewolf. Contagious disease. I think, let's go Mad-Eye Moody.
All right.
He's always sipping on that thing.
That fang.
Okay, here we go. Answers. Question number 1. What animal was the vector of transmission for the bubonic plague? Yes, good use of words there, Johnny. It was fleas.
Oh, fuck.
It was the fleas on the rats.
Oh, God.
And that's such a thing that people say, isn't it? Did you know? It wasn't actually the rats that transmitted the plague. It was the fleas on the rats.
The person that knows that also corrects you and says, it was Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That type of pedantic fuck.
Yeah.
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 But we've fallen for it. We've walked right into that.
Didn't
realise that was Johnny's game.
Do you know the chicken of the sea? I think the pigeon is the rat of the air.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Apparently they're a bit poorly treated now, pigeons. Apparently they used to be people
they are
would have
poorly
them as pets.
Treated. Yeah, we domesticated them and then we abandoned them.
Really? Is that what happened?
Apparently, that's what TikTok about.
So
they're
not actually that sort of street smart.
No, they're always getting run over by minivans.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very brave, the London ones.
Yeah, they're very brave. They're very tame.
Mm.
You know what's really tame these days is a squirrel. Squirrels in St. James's Park, they will climb right up your jeans for a walnut,
really?
Genuinely.
Have you had that?
Yeah, I've had that experience. I mean,
I did invite it. It's very Richard Gere of you.
I think squirrels are fantastic. And I also love a fox. I think we need to domesticate fox. Let's invite them in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
The fox is culturally like the guy that you're like... They are emotionally available, but you're like, not you yet. And then 2 years go by and you're like, all right, come in. That's what the fox is.
Yeah. You know? There's something quite dangerous about a fox. When I see a fox, I'm like, ooh.
I've actually not seen a vicious fox in action.
No, neither, but I don't know. That's
I don't know whether that's a problematic rumour.
I've heard them. God, have I heard them.
Yeah,
they are fucking. They have barbed penises.
Did you know that? One of them as well.
When they have sex, apparently their dick is like it's spiky on the way out, so that it gets stuck in the female. So the screaming is the pain of the woman.
What the fuck?
I don't know. That might be wrong.
It might be a different animal, but
maybe.
No, I think.
But actually, I was going to say foxes actually are violent because I've had loads of friends that have had like chickens, and then the fox gets them.
They always kill chickens,
and they actually kill all of them, and then they only eat one. They kill them all just for fun.
That's the thing. They don't eat them. They will just kill them. I think we've seen rabbits as well and stuff. They get in there, kill them, but they won't.
I might not have a
just for a laugh.
Pet fox actually.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Fleas, sadly, guys. The disease though was indeed syphilis. Question number 3. This is a little bit of a frustrating one. We put the Hulk for the rage virus, which I think was a brilliant answer, but it was actually 28 days later.
Ugh.
It's annoying because that 28 years later is just out at the moment, isn't it? Question number 4, the disease name that comes from the Italian for bad air, malaria.
Oh.
I don't think we'd have ever got that.
Malaria.
When you know that you never would have got it, it takes this thing out of the rice a little bit.
Yeah, you're just like, well, whatever the fuck, yeah.
This does sting. The Hogwarts faculty member that suffered from a fictional contagious disease. We put Mad-Eye Moody, but do you remember you said as well, and I knew this is going to happen once today, what about the one that turns into a werewolf, Professor Lupin? The answer is Professor Lupin.
Oh, fuck.
You annoyed?
No.
You've not?
No, he's added it to the tally of internal resentment.
Yeah, it'll come out.
Yeah, the internal resentment furnace is guys, burning,
that
is
that
deep within. Rough.
Come out as a heart attack. Yeah.
That is really rough, guys. That's one out of five.
That's really shit. And actually, I was...
Bella, that's fucking awful.
I was more confident on our answers for this round than I was in the last one when we got three.
Same.
I don't really know what to say. This is awful. You know, we've had a listener sit and go through all the data of all of the episodes and made
shit.
A leaderboard.
Oh, God.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And as it stands, this could be...
This could
low.
Be quite low. Yeah. Well, let's take a break from the quizzing for 1 minute there, Bella, because I think we need to find out everything about you.
Thank you.
That's why you're here, really, for us to find out every single thing about you.
Yeah, let's begin.
You've got an Edinburgh show this year.
Yep.
I'm going to be there as well.
Yep.
Do you think we'll hang out?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, that sounds really like we won't.
Wait, what time is your show?
11 PM-ish till 1 AM-ish.
Okay, so that's perfect. So actually, I'll be done. I'll be stressed as fuck until 2 PM. Then my show's then, and then
right.
At 3 PM, I'll be free as a bird.
What's the show called?
It's called Doctors Hate Her. It's my third stand-up hour. It's really freaking stupid, but I'm really excited about it. I've been working reasonably hard on it.
How many words is it out of interest?
It's currently 8,000 words.
We were chatting earlier.
8.5, actually.
And she mentioned that, like, I think it's about 8,000 words. It blew my mind that, like...
I've never heard a comedian describe
that
set in words.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I mean, for me, it's, like, all about how many words it is, rather than anything else. Any other quality doesn't matter, but it is 8,500 words.
Most people are trying to get an hour sorted. She's like, oh, I'm trying to get a good 7,000 words.
Yeah.
Did you sort of, like... Did you over-romanticise your sort of academic years?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was the only thing that made me feel like I was like maybe could be worth something, and then it's what I like white knuckle grip onto now. That my life is like I'm, you know, somebody that tells jokes about, you know, thrush at 11 PM and then uses it to like give to my landlord. Like that's my lifestyle.
Yeah,
I think now I'm like on pages, like, you know, trying to maybe pretend that it is something that exists.
In the grand scheme of things, is 26 quite like, you're 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is 26 quite young to have done your third hour, isn't it?
I don't know. I think yes and no. I think maybe
just say
yeah.
Yes. I'd yeah, say yes. I think yeah, I guess yeah. 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 To make me feel better.
But then it's like third good, do you know what I mean? Like I don't think I've cooked out like a mother load yet. Do you know what I mean?
Right. What do you mean?
Like, I think I haven't, like, I look every, I'm still at the process where, like, everything I do 6 months later, I look back and I'm like, ugh!
Oh, really?
Right, okay.
Visceral disgust.
Yeah.
Don't know whether that's to do with, like, whether it's like it's not good, whether I don't like myself.
I think that's a good thing, though, because it just shows that you're evolving.
Developing.
Like, you don't want to look back at something you did 8 years ago and be like, yeah, no, I still think that was, like, with anything, not just stand-up.
Yes, yeah.
Even like with sketches, you want to look at something you did 3 years ago and think that's probably
yeah. You want to be like
change that because I'm learning that.
Yeah, totally.
What were the previous two? Piggy and Baby Cakes.
Piggy and Baby Cakes. Wow.
Yeah.
God, look at you.
Well,
you know.
Our producers do a good Googling 10 minutes of research and then put it on there. Yeah. So what were the previous two shows about, and how does sort of this one differ, or doesn't it?
The first show was just like my first hour of stand up. It was about. God knows, I can't even bloody remember. It's probably about, I was a bit more like messy in those days. I was a bit more ditzy.
Sure.
So I guess it was kind of a ditzy, messy stand-up show. And then the second show was...
You're quite brat?
Yeah, it was a little bit brat before its time, potentially. Mm-hmm. And then my last show was about the builder I had when I was 8, the builder that used to be in our house. And it was about the builder that used to come into our house when our kitchen was getting done up when I was 8.
Yeah.
And he was called Looky Looky, and how we just had this like insane connection.
What is it about emotionally intelligent builders on this episode?
Yeah.
Is bizarre.
He was so emotionally intelligent.
Did you fancy him? Or?
No, I didn't fancy him at all. It was this like really sweet. He used to like steal food, like crisps, and sort of give them to me, and then I'd like eat them alone under my duvet.
Steal them from your own house.
Yeah. Because I wasn't allowed them, so he'd just like take food and sort of like, you know, give. It was like a sort
of. I think
of,
he's overstepping them up.
It was massively overstepping them up.
A bit.
Sorry. Have you been taking our confectionery, speaking to my 8-year-old girl, and be giving her food in her room?
If I was your parents, I'd be fuming.
And what you're eating it with her under her duvet?
We've spent 8 years making rules in this household.
for yeah. our daughter to grow up.
I think we need to have a looky-looky at your fucking hard drive, mate. Yeah. It's absolutely insane.
Well, it was
behavior.
Hard for me because I was like, I was quite a fatty bombati when I was a kid. And so I think he like truly accepted me for who I was, which was a massive pig.
And yeah, he just and he was a feeder.
He was a feeder. I was a big girl. When I was 10 years old, I was 80 kilograms.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's
that in stone?
Lots, I think.
That is, so I'm 75, 78.
Now?
Yeah.
And at
10,
you were
80?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just under 80, actually.
I was a big girl. Ooh. I remember getting
that
into
is,
bed.
That is, yeah, that is.
I remember getting into bed as a kid and being like, who's breathing? And then realising it was me.
It wasn't looky-looky.
It wasn't looky-looky.
I can't believe this.
We're having a snoopy-snoopy.
Yeah,
she's breathing. That's good.
She's still breathing.
I actually think you need a conservatory done. Yeah. Right, I just really like spending time here. Just looking for more jobs to do to hang out with you. Were you groomed by looky-looky?
Yeah. No, well...
Do you want any more crisps?
Belly, you supported Chelsea Handler on her European tour.
That's true.
That's true. How did that come about?
I got an Instagram DM.
Wow.
I got an Instagram DM, not from her, but from someone that like works with her.
Chelsea's handler.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's and right, they went, actually.
I'm Chelsea's handler. Do you want to ride on Chelsea's handlers for her European tour? I said, yes, please. And they were unbelievable gigs. We went all around Europe.
Amazing.
I bet that was a great experience.
It was a great experience because they were like such the audience was just women and gays.
Right.
And they were just so up for it. Mm. And there were no like burly men like burping in the audience.
Young
like,
audience, yeah.
Oh, it's a woman, let's go to the toilet. It was a really good experience. It was brutal travel because it was literally like airport, gig, sleep, airport, gig, sleep.
Wow.
For like 11 countries. But
how long did I mean, that is your life now without the airport.
Yeah, it's my life now. Yeah. Sleep, gig, that's it.
Yeah. And what's she like?
She's very, very nice.
Would you say you are friends?
I would say that we're friends. Mm-hmm. She's very, hey, honey. Oh, hey, honey.
You like this? I like this.
Borders on condescending.
Yeah, like it's kind of and she had this machine, and I don't think she would mind me saying this because she has done Instagram Reels about it, and I would hit like this machine that like electrocutes her face before she goes on stage, like to make more blood come to her face. So I would like be in the dressing room, and then I would hear on the other side of the ward, like, level one, and it would just be her, like, you know, getting the blood to the face.
Why do you need more blood?
Fills
in your face?
It makes it look more like a like
glowy,
you've got
the blood,
dewy,
juicy.
Oh, really?
Have a glow to it.
Oh, okay.
You're feeling like these horrible eye bags I've got, for example.
That's not true. Not horrible. Gorgeous.
They are, but they
gorgeous eye bags.
You've done a nice thing of like they're there, but that would all plump out.
Oh, okay.
I've been thinking about there's this procedure that you can get where you get salmon sperm injected into your face and it makes you look amazing, apparently.
Mm.
And it just juices you up.
Really?
Mm-mm. The before and afters are insane.
There are some women who put semen like as their skincare.
Right.
Their face. I'm sure there is.
And you know them all.
I think you saw that.
To help.
But yeah, she's very good. She's very funny.
Yeah. Well, you hang out with all the big names.
Well,
Russell Howard, Phil Wang.
True, true. Yeah, they're both very nice. Nice blokes, actually.
Nice blokes?
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Very, very nice blokes, I would say.
Yeah.
Where can people find you, Bella? Because they should and they need to immediately.
Oh, that's very nice. Gosh, I'm on social media. I'm at Bella Hull on Instagram and TikTok.
Are you on Threads?
No, Threads keep on begging me to be on Threads.
Yeah, they're such a really beg, aren't they? Like
Threads are so beggy.
They're so beggy. Like, do you want to be on Threads? Do you want to be a bit? No.
Have you seen this person's on Threads that you know? They just posted a thread and it's crazy. That's all the notifications I get.
Yeah.
There's a mental
You're
shit
not
going.
You're not going to believe what's going on Threads. Johnny's just sent another thread on the WhatsApp. It's quite funny, actually.
Download Threads, otherwise you're missing out. Yeah. I'm missing out on what? Something I could find.
The dream for a lot of young people now is to become thread famous.
Mm. Is there a thread blindity? Is there one?
Are you a threader?
No, I don't know who is.
You're getting threaded every day. I mean, I'm not. I just kind of, I don't like, I don't understand what it is. I think they thought Twitter was going to collapse.
Mm,
they made Threads. And then I guess it didn't, but it just became extremely horrible instead.
Yeah.
But
it's
kind of,
it's, yeah.
I think they're going to stick with it though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Stick with it for a bit longer.
It might.
So make sure you do follow Bella Hull immediately. But for now, it's time for the final round, and we really need to redeem ourselves after that 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was shocking.
Yeah.
So the final round is A Number of Things.
Okay.
Is the title. I reckon all answers might be numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Question one. The One I Love is sung by who?
The one I love.
I'm
guessing
five.
The one I love.
The one I love. I think it's
So what are the numbers that they
No.
Be?
The numbers are in the question.
Oh, I see.
I think it's David Gray.
Oh, is it?
Oh, if you think that.
Because you're the one I love. Oh, it's like that.
Wow. Babylon. Excellent song.
It is a great song.
Should have had that as your fact at the top of the show.
Yeah.
My favourite song is Babylon by David Gray.
Just the that would have made it more of a fact that it's your favourite song. But your fact there was Babylon, great.
It is so good. I remember listening to it in my mum's car and just being like, I have memories of like being 9 and listening to Babylon and being like, yeah, I get it.
You pretended to be in a music video in the car, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It was rain pattering down.
Head leaning on the thing.
If you want
it. Go over a speed bump.
Come again. Right out loud. Oh, fuck, that's what a great
song. No worries
song.
In your life as a 7-year-old, like, for crying out
no,
loud.
No, I remember being a 9-year-old person, hearing the word underdog for the first time, having it defined to me and thinking, well, obviously that's me.
Wow.
Well, obviously that's me as a 9-year-old that lives in Ealing.
Yeah.
I really identified. Yeah.
You'll be underdog.
It sounds like you were an underdog.
Underdog. An overweight underdog.
You were 80 kilograms and your best friend was a middle-aged builder.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I would say the stakes weren't in your favour.
And being like, do you remember being like, when I turned 10, when I hit double digits, people are finner respect me.
Yeah, I used to think.
Like, I couldn't wait for that respect to drop. And then it kind of didn't, and I was like, but I'm 10, everyone? Yeah. That was sad.
That's a similar thing with 7. I don't know why. I was like, I'm 7 now. Things need to get serious.
Well, 7, yeah.
I have such a vivid memory of like, so just like sat in the front room of my house just by myself, just looking out the window. Just being like, right, 7 tomorrow. Things need to get a bit.
The jump between 6 and 7 is huge.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. I just feel like that is a change there.
6 is bee-boo, baby. Yeah. You're a chubby little baby with big fat limbs.
Sounds very personal to your experience there, Bella.
6, monosyllabic. 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
I'd have a very different image if someone said, my 7-year-old's coming to my 6-year-old.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, immediately.
Yeah.
More,
6-year-old,
more than any other 1-year
Lego,
gap.
7-year-old, let's get the bag in, you know?
I'm happy with that one. I saw you have a little slide. Yeah, that was fun. Number two.
The two popes starred which two actors? We get half a mark if we get one.
He's actually putting numbers into the marking system.
Hang on a minute. The two popes, that's a movie?
Yeah, it was Anthony Hopkins, that's who it is, right?
Yeah.
And then, oh my god, this guy was in Game of Thrones. Do you remember Game of Thrones?
Jon Snow.
Oh, he's called Jonathan. He's called Jonathan something. Jonathan Pryce. Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins were the two popes in this film.
Wow, and you know that for a fact.
Yeah.
That's one of the first like certainties that we've had in this podcast.
Yeah, we generally was actually.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
it?
Wicked.
Jonathan Pryce.
The three Musketeers' names were.
Oh man!
I have literally no
tip of my bloody tongue. Yeah,
I have a Scooby.
It's like Sumptho, and I think they all end in O or something like that. Arto, Grafo, and Farfo.
Is it?
It's not that, no. But all right, let's come back to it. It might.
Shaniqua.
I mean, Snapcrackle and Pop would be nice to put in there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Number four.
The four courts contain which courtrooms?
I don't know. I've never heard of that before. The four courts.
Is that like barrister's courts?
Could be, barrister? It could be that sort of thing.
High
four
court.
Courts contain which courtrooms?
Four courts.
Now, is it the structure of the court system in the UK where every court has to start at the magistrates, then at the Crown Court, and then it goes up to the Supreme Court.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Magistrate Court is the lowest.
Okay.
So we definitely got Magistrate, Crown, Supreme.
Supreme. I think there's another one. Is it like County Court? Yeah. Supreme. Basically, we're not going to get this. Our producer's just jumped in. Johnny, You didn't tell us you were Irish. Sorry, I've said that like I have a problem with Irish people. Johnny, you should have told us you were Irish. We've never done your bloody quiz. But I think you've given us a question about Irish courts, which should we know about that? You shouldn't just know about stuff in your own country, but it's going to make it trickier, isn't it?
I barely know stuff about my own country. That's the issue, I think.
Yeah. I don't think we can be punished for not knowing.
No, and but it's definitely not going to be Crown Court there because they don't like that crown.
No.
not into it.
Half a mark if we get two, so is there... Oh, let's just stick with what we've got.
Question number five.
Last question of Johnny's quiz. The five stages of grief are...
Oh, I know this.
I thought you would know this. I really thought you'd come to life with this.
Okay, so the last three are definitely bargaining, depression, acceptance. So I think it's denial, anger. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
Wow.
I'm not sure about the anger thing.
It did really reek of something you would know, sorry.
Yeah.
Do we want to go back to Three Musketeers?
No, I'm afraid I just don't know.
I haven't even got the slightest...
The best we can hope for in this round, I think, is 3 out of 5. It's been really... It's been a good quiz, but it has been tough.
So, here's the answers. The One I Love is sung by David Gray, well done. The two popes are Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins.
Wow, come on. Very good, very good.
The Three Musketeers are... Athos.
Yep.
Porthos.
Yeah.
Aramis.
Yeah. Not a chance.
Not a chance, really.
The four courts. The Supreme Court.
We've got one.
We need to get two to get half a point. The High Court.
No.
We didn't get that.
I don't know. The Court of Appeal.
No.
And the Dublin Circuit Court.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not guessing the Dublin Circuit Court.
The Dublin Circuit Court was never on the tip of anyone's tongue, was it?
Yeah, no, I'm not good at international shit.
Okay.
And then the five stages of Greece? The five stages of grief.
Greasy, really greasy.
It starts with summer loving, then we do totally devoted to you. Oh, well.
Bella, you were bang on here. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
Thank you.
So, you know what? I know we've not done brilliantly on this quiz, but it's nice to end on one that was just like
a real
demonstration of our guests just getting something right.
It was written for you, that.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So that brings us to 7 out of 15.
That's a bit shit.
It's not great.
It's not great.
It's teetering
on the leaderboard.
50%.
Where would that put us generally?
It would be definitely bottom half.
Yeah. Definitely bottom half. Yeah, I think, yeah.
But that's okay. Listen. For me,
it's not really okay.
The facts of the matter are not really the point. For me, it's all about the thoughts and the feelings.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. That sounds like a sort of appropriately wishy-washy shit that you would use to sort of justify us not doing very well.
Yeah.
Look, we haven't got a huge amount of answers right, but bloody hell, we've had a good time doing it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we'd like to do a bit of a review of the quiz.
Have we?
Yeah, we've had a great time. And we've had an amazing time. Yeah. I've been laughing.
Yeah.
I've had porridge and then I had 2 pints.
Should we do a little review of Johnny's quiz? And I think this would be interesting to review because he's a free agent. He doesn't have a pub. Maybe we could give him.
There's a lot of pubs out there.
Maybe you could give him a bit of advice.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, Johnny. I really do. Yeah. I think that maybe labelling a whole round as disease is a little bit maybe off-putting for certain pubs, but certain pubs might fucking love it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to a few disease-ridden pubs in Deptford, AA, and I think they really like it.
Yeah.
But I just think, Johnny, you clearly have a passion and a talent for writing quizzes.
Yeah.
Get out there and show people what you can do, brother. Please. We like to have a few criteria.
Yeah.
Sorry, criteriae. for the quiz master and his quiz.
Are you a quiz master?
Yeah. I used to run one in here for many years.
Well, that's wicked.
Yeah, my Edinburgh show is a quiz.
Sorry. I'm now learning so much about you.
Yeah.
You don't come across as a quiz master, actually. You come across as a very talented comedian.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
She can stay.
I see you as somebody that in 8 years, if there isn't a massive global war and if TV doesn't continue to sort of like collapse in a massive skip fire, you're going to be hosting a big quiz.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd really love that. That'd be
and
lovely.
You're going to be doing it with a sort of sluttish twinkle in your eye.
Don't talk about him like that. we'd like to have some criteria. First one is range of questions.
I'm going to give range of questions a 6.
Ooh. Wow, okay.
Pretty low.
There was a lot of animal stuff, wasn't there?
Felt quite noughties. You know what I want? You know what I love in a pub quiz is when you don't know anything about like the... Bay of Pigs Massacre or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And then there's one song about Sabrina Carpenter and you're like, okay, I know this. Mm. You know, give thickos like me one question to have that we know for sure is correct.
Well, you had the Stages of Grief.
Yeah, I had the grief question. I nailed that.
But you want to put that early on, get people involved.
Always.
Get the grief early.
Next up is playability.
I enjoyed the playability. I thought it was pretty playable. I thought what I liked about it was the questions were like, what is an egg that, you know, who lays an egg today? And I quite liked that because it's like, let's brainstorm.
They weren't,
because when the question is like, in 1936 in Spain, who was the deputy leader of the coup that blah, blah, blah? That's quite an exclusionary question because if you're a thicko, you can't even guess.
Mm.
I like questions where if you're stupid, you can guess a bit.
Mm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty high. I give it like an 8 or a 9.
I always quote my type, but my favourite sort of question is like, what are the different types of chocolates in a celebrations box? Because whether you've got a PhD or you are a...
You're not above
it. Or whether you're an 80 kilogram,
10-year-old.
I was going to say,
Maltesers, Mars, Bounty. Let's keep going. Snickers.
Go on.
Okay, Maltesers, Mars, Bounty, Snickers... Twix.
Eight. Yes.
It's got to be more. Galaxy Caramel.
They're bedfellows, aren't they?
Dairy Milk?
Milky.
Yeah.
No. Dairy Milk's in there. No.
That's in a Heroes, I think.
Yeah. Milky Way.
I think it's in a Heroes. Milky Way.
Yeah.
Really nicely done, guys.
There we go. Shame we want a question. We just write our own question with that.
What's the final criteria?
Good vibes. For the day.
I enjoyed the vibes a lot.
He says good vibes. Good vibes. What is it?
Let's go for a 10.
Really?
Wow. Thank you.
This includes everything. The lights, the producer, the beer, the quiz.
It's all been 10. As soon as I arrived, I was like, I'm in for a treat today. I'm in for a good afternoon.
Well, we've had a bloody treat as well.
Yeah, we've had a blast.
Thank you so much for being part of our pub quiz team. And do follow her on...
Instagram at Bella Bella Hull. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Johnny, our quiz nomad, for sending your quiz in. Please do send in one again, Johnny. It was really good.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Right, let's get out of here.